I have wanted to take a shot like this for a long time, and I finally got a chance to do it, which is why it's up here. Last year at some point, I don't remember when, a few months ago, I heard about something called steel wool photography, which is basically you take a chunk of steel wool and light it on fire, and it smolders. But you do this when it's inside a kitchen whisk. So you go, I'm kind of telling it out of order here. So you go to the store, get a kitchen whisk, an old one, preferably. I got mine from the dollar store. Attach it to a chain, stuff a chunk of steel wool inside, some fine-grained steel wool, light it with a cigarette lighter, and it doesn't light up in flames, like start like a campfire or anything, but it just starts smoldering. And if you wave it around, like what you can see in this picture, that's actually my brother Tom, who I've talked about on the podcast many times. He's waving this chain around above his head, and the smoldering steel wool gets hot, and sparks start flying off in all directions. And it's really cool to watch. And it doesn't actually look like this in person. It looks a little less crazy, but this is a 30-second exposure, and so you're seeing all these sparks flying off here. If you do a Google search, an image search for steel wool photography, you'll see what I mean. And to do it, you need a wide open space with nothing that will catch on fire. A beach is a really nice place to do this, and there's a lot of cool things that we could have done here that we didn't. It would have been fun to do it with my brother actually standing in the water so you could get more sparks jumping around in the water and stuff. But as long as you have any sort of wide open space with nothing to catch on fire, you'll be in good shape. I asked my brothers Phil and Tom if they would want to help me out with this at our annual family vacation a few weeks ago. So the three of us went to the beach at night. I set up my tripod super low to the ground, like a foot off the ground, and Tom stood on one side of the beach and Phil was off to the other side helping with getting positions right and marking lines in the sand and getting some behind the scenes shots. And the three of us had no idea what we were doing, so we just tried a few things. And based only on a few pictures I had seen online when I had Googled steel wool photography, we just sort of went and tried a bunch of stuff. I knew I wanted a super wide depth of field, so I shot at F13. And remember, this is at night. There's no other lights around here, so it was really hard to get all this stuff right. But we played around with it for a long time. I shot at F13. I wanted low noise, so I used ISO 200. The light gathering in this case wasn't really an issue because you're working with red and white hot sparks, so I didn't really need a high ISO here. But I did need a long exposure, so I used a 30-second shutter. I actually used a variety of shorter and longer shutters. And this one in 30 seconds worked out quite well because by that time, the steel wool had sort of Tom had sort of expended all the steel wool anyway. So I could have done a bulb and just held the shutter down. But by that time, it was sort of over anyway. So it didn't really matter. I took a few pictures with Tom walking along the beach, and it looked kind of like giant worms or fires just sort of hovering. And you can click the link on my blog to see some examples of this. But then somebody suggested that Tom just sort of stand in one spot and spin this thing around above his head. So he's stationary and the sparks are all flying off. And I like that this, what you see here, you get context, which I talk about so often on this blog, having context. It's not just an abstract image with sparks shooting around. There's a person standing there and he's doing something to make the fire. It looks like a summon spell from Final Fantasy. And if you look at the inside, in like the middle of his chest, there's this tiny little glowing orb where the steel wool was initially lit. And it adds this cool sort of fantastical element to the photo. And that's what I like most about this photo, which is why I've got it here, is not just that it's sparks flying all over the place, but there's context. You can kind of get what's going on. The horizon's a little crooked because the beach was slanted, and Tom is standing there with one foot out, and he's got this cool sort of stance that matches the awesome nature of the photo itself. And so all these little things work together. And there's other things in here as well, like the sparks dancing off the lake in the background. And actually, if you zoom in, like way in, if you click on the picture itself, go to Flickr, download the highest resolution possible, zoom way in on his right arm, you'll see what looks like a ghostly face in his arm. It's kind of weird, but check it out and see what you think. Incidentally, if you look at his face, you'll see there's kind of like a double exposure going on. You see the outline of his body, but then kind of shifted to the right, you'll see his face. To get that, which was not exactly intended how it turned out, I lit him up with a little flashlight after I clicked the 30-second shutter. So he's just standing there in total darkness. I shined a flashlight on him to light up his body and then ran away. Then he lit the steel wall on fire and spun it around to get the shot you see here. And it resulted in sort of this double image where you can half see him and half see his outline. And initially I didn't like it, but now I do like it because it adds this sort of ethereal ghostly image to the whole thing, which I think is just kind of cool. It was super fun to try this. And the three of us, you should have seen it on the beach. We're all cheering like little kids when we looked at the preview on the back of the camera. After each photo, we would call up the preview and just see what we had done. And it was so cool to see this go from an abstract concept that we had Googled to actually doing it on a beach. And the lesson here, which I've said this lesson before, it's try something new. And use this, if you want to, as an example of something new. Find a picture online that makes you go, hey, that's really cool, and try and do that photo. Look at the photo. Look at the EXIF data, the contact the creator of the photo if you want to, and ask them how they did it. Search for similar images. Whatever you can do to try something new based on a photo that you see that's really cool. So find a cool picture that you like, find out how it was made, and then go and make your own. And who knows, maybe you'll end up with your own steel wool photography shot like this too.